Let's talk about plain song. Inspiration comes from, any writer will tell you, from all different places. And this actually, plain song was inspired once again by nature, by the chickadee. There was a chickadee doing this minor third that it does in the springtime. It's just specific to the springtime. And it, you know, is what it is. And it was outside my window. And I was, it was the year that I was graduating social work school. I had finished a paper on, there was a Wyoming social work organization that worked with mothers. TANF laws had changed, and so rural women were having a lot of difficulty. They couldn't take care of the children and have a job because they would have to travel long distances, and what they got paid, minimum wage, wasn't enough to have their kids in daycare and pay the travel to and from a job. And so there was an organization called WHEEL that was started by the social workers and mothers. I had just finished this paper on it, and I was thinking about rural mothers and also thinking about teenage pregnancies, which were on the rise at that point, and these young mothers, and what do they do? And I wondered, did we always have young girls? Of course we did, getting pregnant before they should and having to be spirited out of town or live with shame. And I had this idea of a young girl having to travel outside of town with her pregnancy, have a child. That image is where, and that on top of the chickadee singing over and over again this minor third, which you'll hear at the beginning of each of the verses.
And you'll hear it in A Plain Song by Anne Hills.
Spring came with the dusting of the snow upon the pine. Love flew with the wilder geese straight north in crooked lines. Life grew, buds were reaching out as roots pushed deeper down. It was time to leave the town. Head west, let the wagon wheels find ruts along the road. No more left to gather up, yet heavier grows the load. Step out, walk the reedy fields and find a piece of earth. It is time for giving birth. Mother and child are one alone. Mother and child alone are one. Breathe in, let the crying of your mother call your name. Breathe out, every breath is different, everyone the same. Lay back, you have labored long, the child again. Your breast. It is time to take your rest. Mother and child alone are one. Mother and child are one alone. Stretching forward under endless prairie skies. Wild rice and the quarter moon reflected in her eyes. it is time, and time is all. Mother and child are one alone. Mother and child alone are one. Are one.
And Hillsong, a plain song. The plain song part of that. Is this woman part of the plain people, like Amish or something, or is she living on the plains? What kind of plain is that?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. I was thinking of the plains, because when she finds a place to have the child, and the sort of connection, that deep connection, not just between mother and child, but also the land and us.